Welcome to the walkthrough of the Tiley To Do application that ships with the latest version of the Windows Phone Training Kit. This latest version of the Training Kit is actually targeting Mango. So Tiley is a small sample application that demonstrates how to use some of the new features in the upcoming Mango release. As you can see here, it's a to-do list application, so you see all my tasks that are due. You can see different pivots, like items that are due today, items that are urgent. And all of these tasks are actually aggregated into the concept of project. So you can see here, I'll go add a project. And let's just call this one walkthrough. And we'll assign a different color and default due date so that any task that's created under this project will automatically get a due date and maybe they'll get a priority. So you'll see here, let's actually make the priority high. And now we have our project. And if we go on the project, we can start adding tasks to the project. So let's just call this one test. And you see here, it's got the default priority of high. It's due tomorrow because it has a default date. And then I'm also going to assign a location. I'm going to say this task will be due while I'm at work. So now I'll save my task. And you can see here it's created. Let's go back to our task list. And you can see here, this is the new task that we created. It was called test and it's in the walkthrough project. So you can see here, just tasks and projects, and there's attachments and there's other fields, other tables that we use. But that's kind of the concept of Tiley. When we get to the implementation details, that's where you learn all about the new Mango features. So let's walk through some of these. The first thing that you should know is that Tiley is actually using the new SQL CE database, the new local database that ships with Mango. So here we'll have a hands-on lab that walks you through how to create the table. So we create the object model first, and then we apply attributes to that object model so that SQL CE knows how to create the table. So you can see here I have a table with locations. You can see the types for each column. You can see the foreign keys, the primary keys, and all the relationships across all my tables. And again, we'll have a hands-on lab that walks you through how to create the object model and how to set the right attributes. We'll also show you how to create the database. So Tiley does not ship with a database already coming out of the box. What we do is the very first time the application runs, we'll actually create the database. So we'll create a database and then instantiate some default data that we'll insert onto the database, so that the user has some sort of generic system data, for example, a default project, default locations, and even a default task. That way, when the user comes in, they can just start focusing on adding tasks. They don't have to worry about having a default project or anything else created. So that's another thing that you'll see on the hands-on lab. And you also see in the hands-on lab a lot of queries, a lot of links to SQL that we use throughout. So for example, here, this is the query that you just saw me do earlier with the pivots. These are the urgent tasks. It's just a link to SQL query where it's just saying, hey, give me everything that has a task a priority of high. So SQL CE, the actual SQL CE engine, is doing all the work for us. We're just calling link to SQL and telling what to filter, telling how to sort, but we're not having to do that in our object model. All of this is done by the database for us. Since it is a database, one of the things that we can actually do is backup and restore the database. So let me show you a folder. This is a local folder in my server, and you see here I'm running on the emulator. So the two by default don't communicate, but we've implemented this backup database feature, which is actually gonna use the new background transfer APIs in Mango to actually upload a copy of the database onto my server, and I've added a little WCF service that's listening for files, and it's going to save it onto this location. So here, I'll just click backup. And you see here, the to-do copy appeared right here. It's a small database, that way it's so fast, but you can see here, it's actually already there on my server. And then we'll have a hands-on lab that walks you through how to use the background transfer APIs right here to do the upload. So you can see here, we're creating a background transfer request. We're actually handling status and progress chains and, you know, passing all that to the UI. So you get a kind of an end-to-end sample for using the background transfer APIs, both for upload, and then you'll also use that same API for the download of the database when we're restoring. Since we're dealing with tasks, another thing that we definitely have to do for our application is reminders. So for example, here, let's pick any task right here, and I can go in there and create a reminder. So let's just tell it, the note here is interrupt my demo, let's call it. And I'll just tell it to happen in the next couple minutes. So you'll see here, 2 minutes from now, we'll just let it happen, let it interrupt us a little bit. So you'll of course have a hands-on lab that walks you through how to deal with reminders. If we go here, you'll see this little reminder helper class, which is actually gonna show you how to, find out if there's an existing reminder in the system, how to create a reminder, how to delete a reminder. For Tidy, the reminders are actually not stored in the database. We're just scheduling in the system and letting, the system do all the work. So when I go back here, let's just make sure I know which task I picked. For example, if I go back into this same task, right, the data right here that I created is actually being queried from the system. It's not coming from the database. So all of these, the reminder note and the date and time, it's actually coming from the system. We're going back and checking. So, we can populate the data coming from the system. So hopefully that reminder will come in a minute, but in the meantime, I can show you other features. Let's go back to projects. And I show you here how to create projects earlier, but now let me show you how to pin a project. So I'm going to actually add this project onto my start, my start shell, so that I'll have a tile that's in my start menu that I can glance at any time and see what's going on with my project. You can see here, I actually added the tile. There's actually my reminder, so let's just go ahead and dismiss it. That reminder ran when I wasn't running the application, but if the application had been running, that reminder would still have popped up. So reminders are nice because they pop up regardless of whether your application is running or not. The system just launches them for you. Now, we've pinned this project, so one of the really neat things about pinning a project is that when I click on the project, it actually sends me straight onto that, onto the right project. So I don't have to go through my main view or anything like that. I go straight into the right context, and here I can, either navigate into tasks that are in this project, or I can just go home. And here we're using the new navigation API where we can remove back entries. So you see that I landed on this project. So I launched my application, landed on the project, and then I navigated home. But we're removing the entry because this is what the user usually expects. The user expects to land on this page all the time, so they're used to just clicking back here and exiting the application. So we use the new navigation APIs to show you how to implement that, removing the entry so that the user has a seamless flow. Now let's go back and pin yet another project. So let's pin this green one right here. And you'll see here, now I have two projects that are pinned, and I'm gonna launch the debugger and show you some background tasks that Tidy deals with. So let's just go here. And we'll launch our debugger. And the reason I launched the debugger is so I can set breakpoints and show you what's going on behind the scenes. There's of course a hands-on lab that will show you how to do this. So let's go here, let's find our project. Here's our agent. This is a background agent that's gonna run every 30 minutes, and it's gonna do two things, so I'll walk you through each one of the things separately. Let's put a breakpoint so you see when it gets launched, and then you'll see it in action. So you see here the breakpoint is disabled because even though Tidy is running on the foreground, the background agent is not running yet. We have to go in there and enable the background agent. So let's go into settings, right? And we're gonna first show you a task, a background agent that deals with tasks. And this background agent is gonna run every 30 minutes, and it's gonna look at my projects and the items that are overdue, and then it's gonna update my tile, the tile that we pinned earlier, with the counts for the items that are overdue. So let's go ahead and show you this. So I click here. And I'll go ahead and save it. And you see here, the debugger has already launched my background agent, and you can see here I'm stopped at a breakpoint. Let's go back here. We're gonna exit our foreground application. And you can see here my cows don't have a count yet, but we'll let this run. And you can see it updates the counts for my tiles, telling me how many items are overdue. Right now, this is not the actual counts because I didn't make the database calls to keep the actual project very simple, but you can see there's some counts there. And we're also showing you how to do the back of the tile. So you saw there, these are the next tasks that are overdue. And we're using the back of the tile to show you that, you know, contextual message there that says, hey, this is one of the items that are overdue. Don't forget to do this. So again, this is a background agent that will run every 30 minutes. And that way I always know how I'm doing with my task. If I'm falling behind by a lot, then obviously the tiles are going to remind me. Let's go here and launch the debugger again and show you the other background agent. This background agent is going to be our location-based background agent. And just so you understand what location is, you saw me create a task earlier and I told it that it was going to be due at work. So you can see here, Tidy has a pivot that tells you, hey, what are the items that are due nearby? So right now I'm at work, so I have all these items that are due while I'm at work. That way I make sure that before I leave, I get everything done here. Otherwise, I would have to drive back or something like that. So let's go here into our settings. And we're going to enable the background agent and save it. And again, the debugger loads it. Let's go ahead and exit our application. So this is the foreground application, then we're going to exit and we'll let the background agent run. And what the location-based agent does is it runs every 30 minutes and then it sends this little message that tells me, hey, you're nearby work, so you need to get to this task. And if I click on it, of course, I'll get to that all the tasks that are due at work. So that way, if I'm at the grocery store, the agent will run and, you know, say, hey, here's the items that you have that are due while at the grocery store. You don't have to come back if you get everything done here. So again, just a simple example of doing a background agent. And of course, the hands-on lab will walk you through how to create it and, you know, how to deal with the background agent. And that's kind of it. That's a high-level overview of our Tidy application. Again, to summarize, we will have a series of hands-on labs that shows you how to do SQL CE, alerts and reminders, you know, dealing with shell tiles and pinning our shell tiles, background transfer, and background agents. So hopefully you'll want to download our training kit and play with the hands-on labs. Thank you very much.